from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. California's county jails have become the de facto treatment provider for people struggling with mental illness and addiction. At least a third of inmates suffer from some kind of mental disorder. Those battling drug or alcohol abuse are much higher. But most lockups in California lack the staff and facilities to properly treat them. One indication of the problem is a spike of inmate suicides. In 2010, California jails reported 31 inmate suicides. Last year, 38 people killed themselves while in custody. There's one place where the problem is most acute. KQED's Lisa Pickoff-White and Julie Small found that San Diego County has the highest suicide rate of all major jail systems in California. Here's Julie with more.
On a sunlit patio at her home in a quiet suburban neighborhood, Michelle Moriarty visibly shakes as she recounts the sudden death of her husband.
He was 43 and never showed any signs of mental illness at all until his last 5 weeks of life.
Heron Moriarty owned a couple of electrical shops, often waking as early as 2 a.m. to keep up with demand. Michelle took care of their three children. The couple met in a singles group at their church. They stayed involved in church, where Heron often mentored others. Michelle describes her husband of 18 years as generous, warm, always smiling. But in April, he changed.
He started acting strangely and talking in circles and not making any sense.
The family took Heron to the hospital. Doctors couldn't find anything physically wrong with him, so they sent him to a psychiatric hospital.
What they diagnosed him with was bipolar, and he was manic with psychosis.
Over the next few weeks, Heron's condition worsened. He refused to take medication. He called himself a prophet and threatened to sacrifice his family if the Lord asked him to. Michelle moved with her children to a temporary home. She was trying to get Heron sent back to the psychiatric hospital, but before that could happen, sheriffs arrested him for assault. He'd thrown a rock through the front window of his brother's home, then drove off in his truck.
He was laying in the street when they pulled up, jumping in front of cars. He told them that God told him to close his eyes when he was driving and he hit three cars, but they still ended up taking him to jail rather than the hospital.
Deputies took Heron to the Vista Detention Center in North San Diego County. He was placed in a cell where he stayed alone 23 hours a day. Michelle says the jail staff told her he'd be protected from other inmates, but she worried. During an incident earlier that month, Heron told a police officer he wanted to kill himself.
For 6 days while he was there, I was calling continuously. I was talking to the nurse, and I was telling them I was scared for his life the whole time. And they told me not to worry, that he was in good hands.
Michelle says a nurse told her they would try to get Heron in to see a psychiatrist, but he did not get that chance. 6 days after his arrest, jail staff found Heron Moriarty with a T-shirt pulled tight around his neck and another shirt stuffed in his mouth. Efforts to resuscitate him failed. The next morning, Michelle couldn't find her husband's name in the jail's online list of inmates.
And I called them and I said, "Why isn't my husband in the system anymore? Did you transfer him to a hospital?" And they said, "We're going to have to call you back." So they ended up calling me back when I was driving my son to school and told me what happened.
The San Diego County coroner said Heron Moriarty asphyxiated himself and ruled his death a suicide. Moriarty was one of 26 inmates who committed suicide in San Diego County jails between 2010 and 2016. A KQED analysis of death records showed about half of those had attempted suicide before or told deputies, medical authorities, or their families that they wanted to. And coroner reports showed Moriarty was one of 8 people who've killed themselves in custody after the San Diego Sheriff's Department strengthened its suicide prevention practices last year. Jail staff was shown new training videos like this one.
Hi, my name is Dr. Alfred Joshua. I'm the Chief Medical Officer for the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. Today I'm here to speak about the Inmate Safety Program, our suicide prevention program that was designed specifically for San Diego County jails.
In the video, staff are told what suicide risk factors to look for, such as a history of attempted suicide. At-risk inmates are supposed to be housed in special cells.
These are cells within the jail that are specifically designed where an inmate will not be able to jump to harm themselves or to be able to hang themselves.
The coroner investigation on Heron Moriarty's death shows that jail staff at the Vista Detention Center did not place him in such a cell. A citizens board that investigates complaints against jail deputies and makes recommendations to the sheriff's office is looking into Moriarty's death. We tried to talk to the sheriff's department and other county officials about jail suicides, but they all declined. A spokeswoman for the sheriff sent an email saying they were too busy to participate in our report. We also weren't allowed to tour the Vista Detention Center. As for Michelle Moriarty, she plans to sue San Diego County. She says her husband shouldn't have died in jail.
He loved life and he loved his family, and he would have never chosen this. And I just want people to remember his life and not how he died.
Tomorrow, I'll have more on why a group of civil rights attorneys is suing San Diego County for neglecting inmates.
There have been so many needless deaths in the jail. This is a huge systemic problem.
A problem, they say, that's persisted for years. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in San Diego.
That story was co-reported by Lisa Pickoff-White. We had support from the California Data Fellowship at the Center for Health Journalism at USC. And that's the California Report for Monday, August 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.